This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, on the air every week with a focus on food, farms, and families. This week, no exception, the COVID situation. I'd like to try to start with a couple of news items from the world of agriculture with each one of our visits before we get to our guests. We're having an ongoing conversation about hemp and CBD oil and how it's being grown, and there's an interesting tale to be told with a group of Native Americans. We're going to get to that in a few minutes here. But anyway, as I was saying, the COVID situation has been a good thing. If we look back over this past year, and I'm sure these sort of discussions will be going on through the course of the next month or so, reviewing what happened during 2020, COVID has actually been good for family farmers, for growers who mostly do direct farm sales or focus more on locally grown markets. The growth came with a lot of challenges, though. I was looking around at some of the farmers. We've told some of these stories on the air. A lady in Maryland, for example, saw increased sales because of the pandemic. But she's a pig swine farmer. And the slaughterhouse where she takes her pigs became overwhelmed because a lot of farmers were bringing their animals in because there was great demand for pork and meat and that sort of thing, especially when people find out that the pork, the processed pork in this country is controlled by the Chinese. Then people say, no, we're not doing that. Anyway, this lady who owns the farm that I'm talking about calls ahead usually schedule times for her pigs. She finishes off 30 or 40 a year. She called to get open spots for next year. But according to the slaughterhouse and the butcher, they're full until October of next year. How about that? Isn't that amazing? They're all ready for next year. So I guess the reason I'm telling you this story is because it's an example of how we now have certain farmers, family farmers, doing better because people realize that the food chain has been broken by the virus. And it's good because people are going to the farm and did this summer and bought lots of things from lots of great local producers. Problem is now we don't have enough food for Thanksgiving. You realize that there are basically no turkeys around and haven't been for over a week. The supply, even though there were greater numbers of turkeys that were grown, people want them, and they bought them, and they froze them, or they did whatever they did. They've been eating more turkeys, so there aren't a lot of turkeys around. That's one of the problems. And the other problem I see, and I think I said this last week, the average farmer, or maybe I didn't, at least maybe I didn't hear. I do two or three other radio programs, so I think the focus on the farmer that I brought to the surface, how much does the farmer get as a result of every dollar that's spent for Thanksgiving food? The obnoxious number last year was 12 cents out of a dollar. Well, it's more obnoxious this year because it's only, according to the National Farmers Union, 11 cents. Instead of going in the right direction, at least for the food that's grown for Thanksgiving, going in the wrong direction. How do we have this disrespect? I ask you because you're the audience, you know, you're asking the same question. And the locavores who love our food and support our farms, they don't seem to, when somebody charges a buck for an ear of corn, oh my God, how can you choose that? The supermarket has them for 50 cents. Yeah, the supermarket brought in corn from 100 to 1,000 miles away. You're picking a dollar or 80 cents an ear, whatever it is you pay, you're going to get corn that was picked today, this morning, and you're serving it tonight. What's that worth? And do you know really what it costs to grow an ear of corn? That's the question. And then we have then the situation with this the aid program. More and more do I get disgusted with government. and the ineptitude. Here's a, I've told you in several different circumstances about the fellow, the lawyer in St. Louis, who's found all these loopholes in order to get money, aid, from the government in the case of the PPP or whatever other. There have been certain programs just for ag. So this program has been so prone to fraud. I have the latest example of fake farmers getting money, and I mean lots of money. Take you to Euclid, Ohio, which is just outside of Cleveland. There is no farming activity at an address on Forest View Avenue. The only thing growing there are a couple of shrubs, grass, and a tree or two. It's a quarter of an acre lot, and yet the owner of this quote-unquote farm, this family, applied for and got $7 million from the Small Business Administration, the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program, the EIDL. Many of you have probably participated in that. There is absolutely no sign of agricultural activity at the location that was given. The owner of the house, Zaur Kalatari, acknowledged when he was interviewed that some of the loans were questionable and may have to be repaid. There's a the federal prosecutor in Ohio is looking at some of this stuff, and apparently the family has hired a lawyer now to try to defend him as the government goes after him for rampant fraud. But how did he get the money in the first place? How did they do such a poor job? Any of us who got PPP loans, I went through a lot to get mine, and it was just a couple of $1,000 to help on my radio stuff. But the SBA had a $525 billion Paycheck Protection Program, which relied on the banks to distribute the loans and to understand what was going on. And so these banks were lobbied by people like this guy. And there were, this is just one example of many. And it's disgusting when you look around, those of you who are farmers who need the help, and see how this, again, I've talked about the people on Ocean Avenue in Miami who are getting $250,000 checks from the government because they owned a piece of a farm real estate investment trust or something, or people that lived in New York City on Park Avenue getting these big checks from the government. They could have checked this stuff out. They just didn't want it. It was easier to do it the way they did it and help out their pals. And even if they weren't their pals, the way people fry, imagine the guy lives on a quarter acre plot and nobody caught that, and he applied for and got $7 million in forgivable loans. Wow. What could you have done with that money would be my question. I know what I could have done with it to help on my farm, and you probably know as well. Doug Steffen, American broadcaster and farmer here with, as I say, a focus on Native Americans who are doing very interesting things in terms of organic food, healthy food. There's an interesting collection of stories that we're going to share with you in the next half hour or so here on this week's American Family Farmer. Right now, because we're into Thanksgiving week, it's a fabulous time of the year to enjoy our own food that we've grown. Fabulous stuff. We're putting on the pounds, though, aren't we? We're not as active from this time of year until the spring. So we get a little bit more food around our waist, a little bit more fat, better, better blood pressure, higher blood pressure for sure. A lot of people that have diabetes or just overweight are not dealing with the situation intelligently. So I send you to a website that really is full of great ideas. They're happy to have a counselor work with you to help you lose weight. The product is Calitrin. It's a no-nonsense product. It's available. You can take it every night before you go to bed. It takes about a month and a half for you to see any noticeable difference in your body. And it's a 3-month program. Actually, I say it's a 6-month program because you need to learn not only to teach your body to get rid of the weight, but also to how to keep it off. And that's what this product does. It trains your body to want to have the main ingredient, which is collagen protein. It wants that. So don't sacrifice your health. Lose the weight. Be on the offensive as we go into the holiday season eating a lot. We've been eating a lot through certainly COVID. Let's lose that weight and keep yourself healthy so you won't get COVID, go to toploss.com and sign up for the program. You buy the Thanksgiving program, buy 3 or 30, you get the equal number that you don't pay for. So you buy one and get one free. 3, 6, 10, 12, whatever you want, you'll get twice as many using the code DJV. And there's no shipping charge either with that code, DJV, when you check out at Calitrin, which is toploss.com.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 saving. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 1-800-442-0471 or go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Specials. Enter promo code SUN for amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow.com products. Call 800-442-0471, promo code SUN. That's 800-442-0471.
When the sun comes
not often we play a lot of music here on the American Family Farmer, but this is special because this is a special song created by some folks from Handawa Farms. The ladies that are here with me, Ayoni Jeffries is the business development director for the growing season, and she's a musician and founder of, I'm not going to do well with the pronunciation, I apologize, Ayoni, before we get started. Is it Awaru E? How do you pronounce this operation in North Carolina?
Yes. So this one is Awaruhi, and the other is Handawa.
Okay, so you'll forgive me if I don't try to pronounce them because I won't make it right anyway. The two of you, Ayoni Jeffries and Kisha Jeffries, are here. So you're a mother and daughter, is that right?
Yes, we are.
Uh-huh. And so what prompted you to get involved in farming? What's your family background, Ayoni?
So this is actually probably more of a question to ask my mom for, like, the history. Though I can tell you for myself, I just from our family's history and us being tribal members of the Okinichi Band of the Saponi Nation, it's something that we've always just practiced and taught and extended. And I believe that it's necessary to teach so many of our fellow North Carolinians and then our fellow Americans of how to actually grow their own food and grow their own food to instill some self-sufficiency and to instill some confidence when it comes to the land.
And all right, so teaching people how to grow food, that's certainly a worthwhile effort. I want to know how you were taught. We'll talk to your mom, Kisha, in a matter of moments here. We're continuing. This is a great story about passion and farmers who know from the very roots, their very core, how to do this. Moving along, Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer for Thanksgiving week.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When the sun come up and you go down again, when the moon shine bright, just be me and my pen, trying to clear some mental space on my selfish shell. So with all this heartache, why do we go to hell?
As I said, not often do we hear music on the American Family Farmer, but this is a special event. Mother and daughter team here. Kish is the mother. Ione is the daughter. Ione is a musician, and as such, you created that song. What other songs have you done? Other songs that are aimed at helping promote your mission on the farm, or are you just in terms of your natural ability, or are you a pop sort of a musician that gets recognition elsewhere?
I definitely get recognition elsewhere. And the music came, and it's more predominant than a lot of the opportunities with farming, though we are starting to have more of a reach and more optics for the farm, which is awesome. And I'm very grateful to be able to, like, tie the two together. But yeah, the music is more so just an instrument that I use and a tool that I use to speak my piece and to bring people together and to bring people closer to themselves.
All right. Well, that's good. We need a little bit more of that. Now, the tribe that is located in North Carolina, I think people would be surprised to hear that there is a tribe of Native Americans, indigenous people in North Carolina. Is this where you come from, or did you move there, ladies?
We moved. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York, and my father is the actual citizen of Okanichi Sekone. And what brought me here is, you know, hearing the stories from my dad about how he came to North Carolina as a youth. And going on the farm with his grandfather, which is my great grandfather, and my great grandfather grew tobacco as well as different crops, corn, and I've heard that he did watermelons, particularly the yellow and orange watermelons. So knowing the history behind my family, or that they were already farmers, and me being a city dweller, a city girl, I've always felt a connection with the land and wanting to get back to growing the land. And my grandmother, my maternal grandmother, she had a garden in the back of her house in Nyla. So she grew all her fruits and vegetables, and I used to go out there and pick it with her and sometimes help her grow, plant the seeds and watch it grow. It was amazing. So I've always had that love of farming in me, and when we moved to North Carolina, that was one of the things. Two of the reasons I moved here was to get more connected to my father's side of his roots of being Native American, and then also finding land to farm on.
So as a Native, I'm going back to the tribe here. You belong to the Okanoche Band of the Saponi Nation, which originally settled where? Where were you? Were you talking about your father being from North Carolina, but that isn't where the tribe comes from, is it? Originally?
It's called Little Texas, and then Burlington, North Carolina. I believe Alamance Person in Orange County was where they settled, my family that I know of. I do know that there's history that goes back to in Virginia. And also the Ohio. So it's a long line. I don't know a strong. I'm not the historian. I'm not.
Okay.
I only can tell you what I know from my father.
Yeah, well, that's okay. That's what we want, is stories that are carried down from generation to generation. So the other natives that are involved in this, the Cherokees, the Blackfoot, Lakota tribes, all now, I have done a couple of programs this year about natives who are getting big into farming, which is what their tradition is anyway. So we continue with the description of this particular farm and cooperative as we continue on this week's American Family Farmer.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
The Black Friday sale's begun at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off everything. Plus, get a free Gap logo sweatshirt with every store purchase of $75 or more on Black Friday and Saturday while supplies last. Shop the sale through November 28th. Black Friday at Banana Republic Factory starts now. Don't miss out on our biggest sale of the year. Everything is 60% off, including your favorite sweaters, cozy coats, warm flannel, and more. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fetter, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Wednesday granted a full pardon to his former national security advisor, retired Army General Michael Flynn. Flynn pleaded guilty twice to lying to the FBI. The case was so flawed with partisan politics, nearly 3 years later, and it was still pending. In May, the Department of Justice dropped the case, and Judge Emmett Sullivan stalled doing anything about it. The pardon fulfills the DOJ's request to drop the case. A Pittsburgh judge Wednesday put a halt to Pennsylvania's vote certifications. Rudy Giuliani, on Fox Business says the evidence shocked the judge.
They seemed shocked when we had an expert witness show that at the very beginning of the count, they infused 332,000 votes to Biden into the crappy Dominion machines, which, you know, are worthless. They were shocked that their vote gets sent overseas to be manipulated in Germany by a company that has connections to Venezuela.
A hearing is scheduled for Friday. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Former President Obama continues to divide Americans, this time attacking Hispanic Americans. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Former President Barack Obama took a dig at Hispanic Americans who voted for President Trump, saying they looked past what the president said and his immigration policies because they were aligned on social issues. Obama making the remarks in an interview with the radio program The Breakfast Club.
People were surprised about a lot of Hispanic folks who voted for Trump. But there's a lot of evangelical Hispanics who, you know, the fact that Trump says racist things about Mexicans or puts detainees, undocumented workers in cages, they think that's less important than the fact that, you know, he supports their views on, you know, gay marriage or abortion.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. Supreme Court knocks down some of New York Governor Cuomo's COVID mandates.
New York won't be able to enforce a COVID-19 restriction on houses of worship after the Supreme Court issued an injunction late Wednesday. By a 5-4 vote, the court issued an opinion that called the coronavirus restrictions a violation of religious freedom because the orders singled out churches and synagogues, while businesses that were deemed essential were allowed to operate with few restrictions. The state of New York had tried to put 10 and 25 person occupancy limits on houses of worship, leading to the suit from the Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn and Agudath Israel. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown.
Second half hour of our get-together this week, the American Family Farmer, celebrating the tribes and the natives who are doing a lot to do basically what they've always done, in a sense. I mean, the original farmers were the natives here, and I think most everybody understands that. We have Ione Jeffries, Ione, but spelled A, and her mother, Kisha. Now, you both lead this collective. Is it? I said co-op. What's the difference between a co-op and a collective? The women who are, this is pretty much all women working in this group with you, right?
So we are a very strong team of seven. We are women-led, so there are four women who predominantly just assist in running a lot of the forefront of measures that we come up against. And we have three men on our team. We definitely still need men. We don't exclude them. We don't make it seem like we are without them because they are a huge part of our team. In fact, one of them is our lead farmer who has gotten us to the success point that we are at right now. But yeah, well, we are a strong team seven.
Describe the success that you are having. It's the name of the farm, if I do this correctly, Handewa. All right. Let's talk a little bit about what actually goes on, the work that is done by every member of the group, and what this past year has been like on the farm.
There's myself, Ayumi Jeffries, who I'm the director of business development. There is Keisha Jeffries, my mother, who is the director of finance in our finance department. We have Chelsea Holt, who is director of marketing and PR. Chef Abby J, Chef Abby Jeffries, who is my sister. She is director of HR and all things risk management. We have Will Jennifer, who's director of media production. We have Shaka Harley, who is the director of procedures in our procedural committee. And then we have Carol Holtz, who is the director of farming and our farming lead when we're out on the land.
How big is the farm, and who's your customer?
You all. We just launched our 2020 harvest collection that is available at HandewaFarms.com or .org. We have books. You can just go visit. And we're actually offering a Black Friday deal this week, which is 30% off of any item that you buy on the website. So I do want everyone to go check that out. And our main crop, our cash crop, is what we have pointed as. It's hemp. So we grow food. We grew potatoes and corn this year and gifted it to a few people, though we do seek to expand that mission next year and this winter as well. We have a few plants in the ground that we will be gifting back to people, and then the hemp is like the real vision. That's how we get to bring the money in and the capital and the access to be able to provide for people that live here and experience food insecurity within North Carolina specifically, but we do seek to expand that vision too.
Well, there's a big business. As you know, I'm a farmer. I've been trying to get a lot of emphasis on dairy farmers using their land to grow hemp. Unfortunately, the leadership of the state has put the kibosh to that, and we're trying to recover from it because there's so much demand. You have a CBD collection that's out now. Such a wonderful, and it's interesting, it comes from natives because the natives have always been very good at healing, in my experience, what I know about natives and the way that they understand healing, how the body works, et cetera, et cetera. And so this seems like a natural, I think you made mention of that, Ione. It's a natural thing. But the customer, for you have to grow it and then it gets processed, right? You're not selling hemp directly.
We do sell it directly on our website. You can get like the actual buds, or you can get it processed into other products that we have on our website. And the special thing about our hemp, it is completely organic. It is Afro-Indigenous raised and it's hand raised. So everything that we have cultivated this year has come from our literal hands, our dedication, our love, our time, our intention. We are definitely people of the earth, and it has been such a gift to be able to preserve that tradition and to pass it along. We have kids as young as 4 years old out on the land that has helped us to plant this hemp.
Really?
And, you know,
that's cool.
Yeah, you do. I mean, and Handewa means generational in our native tongue, Tutelo. So it's a part of our scope, and it's a part of just our stake in the world, is making sure that we preserve ourselves and we preserve the intention of Handewa to pass it along and to pass it forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mom, how are you playing in this big sandbox of dirt and reality?
I'm at the farm consistently out there making sure everything is done, because we all still have our lives. We all have jobs that we work 9 to 5, and we're still working on the farm. So I'm like I live closest to the farm. I'm out there to the day making sure everything is maintained. I also work, but I may struggle after work and make sure that everything is taken care of, make sure that people are in place, volunteers are in place. But we all work together. I'm the elder, so a lot of they come to me for advice or they come to me for just direction. It's a pleasure working with my children alongside with friends, and it's a blessing. My goal is to make sure, yes, we are growing hemp, for healing properties, but we also are growing food, and Yoni said, for food deserts to feed people, to make sure people are fed from the ground, because a lot of people are eating processed food and they're eating unhealthy food. So we want to, this is the goal, is to teach people to get back to the land, teach them how to farm, and so that they're able to, and start as young as 3, 4, 5 years old, teaching them. Because when that 4-year-old went on that land and was planting the hemp and was making sure that it was done correctly, it was amazing to me of how you can teach a young child how to grow something, and they learn and they know. So just getting back to
they're fascinated with the process, as we are. I mean, I remember back to when I was a kid. And even as an adult, watching things like radishes grow. I used to stick the corn in the ground. We had a garden. I had a garden when I was a kid. And I put the seeds in the corn. And then every day I'd take one of the seeds out of the ground to see, to watch it as it sprouted a little bit. And then I'd stick it back in the ground. And then the next day, there'd be a little more growth to it. And it was a fascinating way to learn about life, frankly, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
The circle of life.
I will say, too, which is absolutely incredible. My mother did not mention this just now, though. The 4-year-old is actually her daughter. So it's my little sister, Sophia. And what's incredible about that in particular is that my mother has 3 generations of children herself. She's had children from 19 all the way into her 40s. So to think about that and to envision that, you know, it's to show that life can happen at any moment, and you have to just keep constant with it. Though to have a 4-year-old that comes from my mother, that's my little sister, someone that, you know, I'm very responsible for when we're out on the land or just when she's in my presence, you know, to be there and to watch this little baby. Now, first of all, we grew our hemp from seed, so to watch it go from this little tiny thing that can be lost so easily, right, to be planted, and then to have it be this little, 2-inch plant, and have her plant it, and then it grow to over 10 feet tall. That just feels so incredible, and it feels so beautiful. And again, just being native, a lot of our practices that, us being in this system and us being just a part of the American government now, a lot of our traditions have been erased, or that, you know, a lot of people have tried to dismantle us. But to see that we're still continuing, we're still persevering through that, it's incredible. It feels like what we're doing is very honorable.
It's very exciting. Hold on a second. We continue with Iona and her mom, Kisha, from Handewa Farms. Go to the website, HandeWaFarms.com. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer with a quick reminder about how to take advantage of some of the fabulous deals right now at MyPillow.com. Everybody needs a good night's rest. Everybody needs to stay healthy during the holidays, and this is a great time to buy these pillows and use them for yourself or buy them as gifts, because they are off their original price by 2/3. You normally pay $70 for standard and queen size premium pillows of MyPillow. Now they're $30. That's the deal. $40 savings. Now is the time to buy. Now is the time to go to MyPillow.com. Now is the time to take advantage of the money-back guarantee, because you have until March 1st to return that which you don't like if it doesn't work for you. This is the deal. MyPillow.com. Get special bargains on everything in the catalog when you check out. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 1-800-442-0471 or go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Specials. Enter promo code SUN for amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow.com products. Call 800-442-0471, promo code SUN. That's 800-442-0471.
Back to the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with the mother-daughter team, Ione Jeffries and her mom, Kisha, from Hondawa Farms in North Carolina. They specialize in growing hemp, but other things are grown there, too. But you have a lot of the stuff that's been processed, and now for people who are listening to this program, if you go to the website, you can take advantage of supporting this farm and these farmers and this work. And you get 30% off as well, right? What are some of the things that people seem to find their favorite things to buy from your website, Kisha or Ione?
We have candles. We have teas, tinctures that you can intake, and you can put it in your food or whatever you would like to put. And then we have tinctures that you can rub actually on your body for pain and inflammation. We also have soaps. Moisturizing, shea butter as well as Miracle Oil. So we have an array of things, and then we also have the bud and pre-rolls, for people that need, that want to, you know, buy it, the CBD.
I was also going to mention that, so a lot of the products that we create, of course, are to help people heal holistically. And to, you know, just to provide support for the ailments and diseases that people may have in their experiencing in their bodies. So the pre-rolls and the bud really help folks that are dealing with anxiety, seasonal depression. If you just need something to, like, take the edge off to get to sleep, we do recommend the pre-rolls, the bud, and the tea. If you're looking for something that's going to help you to relieve some of the pain that you're experiencing in your day-to-day, if you have arthritis, if you're living with skin conditions, we do recommend the Miracoil. We recommend the Baba Butter. The candle is just nice to smell, of course. I'm a smeller.
Yeah.
I recommend that all the time. But the other products that we have are definitely in the black soap as well. These are things that you can use to help to ease some of the pain and the tension in your body. Each of us actually use our tinctures. We ingest them and we use them topically as well. And they help to, they relieve pain for up to 1 hour. So I highly recommend that as someone who has scoliosis myself and as someone who's healing from a back injury from earlier this year, getting into a major car accident. There are not too many things that have helped me and healed me, but this product really has done the job. So if you're, again, if anyone is experiencing pain, that the tinctures and some of the topical solutions will really help you during this season, especially as it's getting colder outside.
All right. There's some information there, not only about how you can help yourself, but ideas for people. I've been, the last month or so, been talking a lot about hemp and hemp products on this program because I think it's the future the generations that are moving in need to be producing this, and you've done a great job. Hondawa Farm, HandeWaFarms. That's the website, .com. Thanks to Ione Jeffries and her mother, Kisha, for bringing us through the farm and talking about this fabulous work that you are doing. Good luck to you. I hope that someday you can dump those jobs that you have and work full-time on the farm. Very cool. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
It's harvest time in this little town. Time to bring it on in. Play the long
53 past the hour now. The American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen, here with this thought, or these thoughts. My commentary focuses on the conversation that has already started on a new farm bill. Even though the current farm bill won't be up for renewal until 2023, a lot of the people in this new administration are expected to start, and I think that's a good thing. We certainly have had a lot of stresses, a lot of concern about the Ag Department and the way it was run, and the way our farmers are actually being treated. That's my overview of what's gone on in Washington with an administration that really didn't get farming. A lot of farmers I know voted for Trump for whatever the reason, but I didn't think he was my friend as a farmer. And I never, you've heard me say many times, I didn't think he was your friend because he didn't really know or pay attention. He left it to Sonny Perdue, who was a horrible choice. So now let's move on. One of the things that I'm not sure, you know, there's a lot of talk about battling climate change and how farmers have to step up to the plate. I think as long as we don't have people that are in the EPA who want to classify a puddle in our driveway as a waterway, we'll be all set. If we do have those people coming back in, then I think we've got a concern. It really, we need to be focusing on building or rebuilding world markets. There are huge opportunities for farms of all sizes to embrace here as we go into the next year. I feel confident we'll be done with COVID by the time the growing season starts, at least my growing season here in the north. Thankfully, there's a growing season in some areas of the country all year long. There is a change in direction, and I think that that's merited. Actually, when I think about the farm programs that have been in place for now about 100 years, that's how long these farm bills have, since the Dust Bowl, since the Depression, there has been a,
you know, sort of a farm program and an ag bureau. If it wasn't a secretariat, it was a bureau, the internal affairs people. Anyway, the problem with the program now is it's completely shaped by industrial farming, revolving mostly around corn and beans and wheat and rice and cotton. And that doesn't serve the needs of the farmer. The family farmer really pretty much is left out of this, these huge growing concerns. And we subsidize overproduction. We're still paying for tobacco, for God's sakes. And so there are problems with producing corn syrup, for example, that kind of stuff. So I think you got to assume the corporations are going to be pushing their way around. If you look at members of the Ag Committee in the House and the Senate, they have lobbyists that are paying lots of money to them to help them in their reelection interests. And those people will continue to be the major driver if we don't do something about it. I'm talking about the likes of Cargill, General Mills, Kellogg, you know, those big outfits, ADM, and Monsanto. You know, they drive ag policy, and they drive production. It isn't what consumer demand dictates. It's what we can sell overseas. Kellogg, though, is moving ahead. They won't allow Monsanto on any of its oat acres anymore. General Mills is encouraging its wheat growers to go organic. And now even Cargill is working with the Practical Farmers of Iowa on spreading their conservation practices. So there is hope. There's good focus on this. I think that there is in the Conservation Reserve Program, a stewardship program that's been, and also price supports that are working toward agriculture in a much more community-oriented fashion and a much more organic fashion. So that's good. I think I'm very happy to see that Cargill is working this way. I know that mostly the General Foods and, I'm sorry, General Mills and the Kellogg's of the world, it's in their best interest because the public knows that they don't want to have Monsanto, they don't want anything to do with things that are grown with any of these, you know, the weed killers. And we've been through this 100 times. But it's interesting to see Cargill on this. I think that that's cool. We also need a Secretary of Agriculture who is steeped in science and understands what it's like on the farm. Perhaps somebody who has grown up as a farmer. So leave it to Joe Biden to figure the politics of who's going to be confirmed, et cetera, et cetera. The great guy who used to run the National Farmers Union, who was the ag director in South Dakota, I wish he would be considered for ag secretary. He'd be fabulous. So that's it. That's what I'm thinking about the new administration and the focus on the new farm bill already, something that we all should be thinking about as we are making our plans for next year. Doug Steffen here on this week's American Family Farmer. It's harvest time.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.